The very next day, Christopher Robin met Owl, who was cutting back the branches that were growing over his window. "Hello, Owl," said Christopher Robin. "You're writing a book?"
"Oh, so you know," said Owl. "It's some monograph."
"I'm not sure what that is, Owl."
"It's the story of my late Uncle Robert, who lived in Pretoria."
"Was he always late?" asked Christopher Robin, "even for dinner?"
"You will have to read the book when it's published," said Owl loftily. "Now, if you'll excuse me."
And he disappeared into his house. The following morning, Christopher Robin and Pooh were at Christopher Robin's house having their elevenses, squashed fly biscuits for Christopher Robin and condensed milk for Pooh. They had just started to listen to some music on the gramophone, and Pooh was wondering where the musicians were and how they knew to start playing when you put the needle on the record, when Rabbit came in noisily.
"We're going to have to do something about Owl," he said.
"Are we?" asked Christopher Robin. "Have a biscuit, Rabbit."
"There's no time for biscuits. Owl is not the owl he was."
"Biscuits don't take long," Pooh commented, "unless you get crumbs in your bed."
"I expect he'll get over it," said Christopher Robin, putting on a new record.
"No, no, no,"
said Rabbit impatiently. Then suddenly he had an idea, and knew that it was one of the finest ideas the forest had ever known.
"May I borrow your gramophone, Christopher Robin?" he asked.
"Of course," said Christopher Robin.
"Thank you,"
said Rabbit. Then he looked severely at Pooh.
"Everyone will assemble outside my house after luncheon, and I will explain my plan."
That evening, Owl settled down to write Chapter 1, Where and When Uncle Robert Was Born. It was a chapter he had started to write a good many times, and he had just written Uncle Robert Was Born one more time when he thought he deserved a break. So he got up to fetch himself a glass of fizzy lemonade and stretch his wings a bit. However, as he passed the living room window, he saw outside it a placard. There was writing on the placard, and the writing said, "I don't want you to write my story, signed Uncle Robert."
"Oh, phooey,"
said Owl, and then he shouted,
"You out there! I know who you are, and I shall come out and box your ears."
But he did not leave his house nor box any more ears, but went rather thoughtfully to fetch the lemonade. While he was out of the room, something slinky and slithery crept from underneath the rug, and a little later slinked and slithered back again, just before Owl returned. Having flapped his wings a few times, Owl resumed his writing position, but there, on top of page one, was a large sign. It read, "I mean it."
"Oh, really?" said Owl. "This is too much."
He lifted up his quill and sucked on the end of it, but before he could write another word, a ghostly voice, unlike any voice that Owl had ever heard before, echoed from the chimney.
"Owl!"
it said.
"Nephew Owl, I do not want you to write this book." "Who is that? Where are you?"
Owl asked nervously.
"It is your late Uncle Robert from beyond the grave." "I don't believe you,"
said Owl, but his voice trembled a little as he said it.
"You'd better," said the voice, "or you will regret it."
At that moment, there was a loud rumble of thunder, or possibly it was a sheet of corrugated iron being shaken.
"If you really are my Uncle Robert,"
said Owl, and he had to clear his throat several times before he spoke.
"Prove it. Tell me what you did every night before you went to bed."
At this, there was quite a lengthy pause before the voice said, in a rather hesitant and unconvincing way,
"I said my prayers." "No, you didn't," said Owl. "You drank a whiskey." "I drank a whiskey, and then I said my prayers," said the voice.
Owl considered this, but before he could think of a suitable answer, the voice added, now sounding quite like Rabbit,
"If you continue writing this book, you'll wish you had not." "Stuff and nonsense," said Owl very rudely,
and sat back down at his desk. But just then a loud blast of music resounded from the chimney. It was the national anthem, so Owl had to stand to attention until it was over. And the music played and the thunder rumbled, and outside the window a paw held up a placard reading, "Don't." And the voice from the chimney said, "Be warned! Be warned!" And several small animals covered in sheets came out from under the rug crying, "Woo! Woo!" and pretending to be ghosts. Then Owl thought that he had had quite enough and flew out of the upstairs window into the branches of another tree. He sat there in the dark for quite a long time until finally the noises stopped. A twig snapped loudly.
"Bother,"
said someone.
"Go away if you are there," shouted Owl. "And if you aren't, you can still go away."
Once more there was silence until Owl concluded that it was silly to be sitting in a tree and shouting at the darkness, so he flew back indoors. But the funny thing was that when at last Owl went to bed after saying his prayers, which he never usually did, he lay awake thinking. His head was buzzing with a jumble of placards and patriotic music and things in sheets and thunder, and a suspicion that he might have behaved rather foolishly. And the more he thought he should stop writing his book just to be on the safe side, the more he thought he shouldn't stop writing it, because that would be giving in.
"Shan't!"
he said very loudly to the darkness, and then he fell asleep. Meanwhile, in another part of the wood, the others were saying good night to one another. Tigger returned the corrugated iron to the roof of Kanga's shed, and the friends and relations folded up their sheets and gave them back to Rabbit. Everyone was starting to wonder if they had done the right thing and whether Christopher Robin would quite like it when he heard. After all, did it matter whether Owl wrote a book or not? Piglet said,
"I think it was quite clever of him to write as much as he did." "But he shouldn't have boxed my ears,"
Roo insisted.
"Or pulled my tail,"
agreed Tigger.
"I expect he knows that now," said Piglet.
"I don't suppose he will do it again,"
said Pooh.
"Quite so,"
said Rabbit.
"Quite so.